And I'm going to introduce Sister Connie. Jim and Connie Childs, our friends in the Lord and companions in the ministry. Come on and bless us.
Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Somebody say amen.
Amen.
Glory to God. I love to hear Ricardo testify. I used to have a friend back in the day that I believe he's gone on to be with the Lord now, but he was rapping before rap was cool. His name was Reverend Rap. And he had a song that said, "Can you testify? Can you testify? Can you testify? And it was all about giving your testimony to the Lord. Glory to God. And I believe all of us have a testimony we can share. Amen? Glory to God. Scripture says, can two walk together unless they agree? And actually in the Hebrew there, it's can two walk together unless they first make an appointment to agree? And then as Pastor Shirley was saying, that this is a kairos time, a time that God, kairos means the appointed time. So what God is saying, I've made it an appointed time for you and I to come together and agree. So that we can see a move of God, that we can see Him move in our midst, that the glory of the Lord can just begin to be manifested and demonstrated in our life. And so it's an important time, amen? I believe that this is a time of fulfillment where we can begin to see God fulfill the things that He's spoken to our lives. Well, that ought to excite you a little bit, glory to God. And it's also it's a time of exceeding greatness, of Him moving exceedingly abundantly above all we may ask or think according to the power that works in us. And so there's something working in us. Everybody say Holy Ghost.
Holy Ghost.
So the Holy Ghost is at work in us, and the more we allow Him to work in us, the more we see the abundance of God begin to be manifested in our lives. Well, amen. See, we keep asking God to do something. He's already done it all. Yeah. And He's saying to us, just tap into what I'm doing. And as I'm sitting there tonight and worshiping, the Lord spoke these words to me. He says, the veil is getting thinner. And immediately I thought, well, what are you talking about, the veil? Because I know the veil, you know, of the law has been taken off. So what are you talking about? The veil is getting thinner. And He says, the veil that separates us from the stepping into the spirit realm is getting thinner and thinner. It's getting easier and easier for you and I to step over into the spirit and begin to enjoy the things of the spirit. Well, amen. And one of the things I find out that hinders us from stepping into that is because we let things get into our heads. And we know our failures. Amen? Somebody say, well, why don't you, as a prophet, why don't you tell everybody what's wrong with them? They already know. They need me to tell them that there's hope, there's a way out. Amen? And so the things get in our head and it stops us from getting into the presence of God. It's sort of like your dreams when you dream that you're falling off the mountain or the cliff or something. And just before you hit ground, you wake up. And sometimes just before we really step into the things of God, we just kind of jump back because we think, well, in my mind, I think, well, God's going to get me. He's already got you. Come on now. He's already got you. And we're looking for some great punishment or something. But you know, in the book of Hebrews, He says, in the midst of the congregation, I'll make your name known. But in that same verse, He says, He's not ashamed to call you and I His brethren. Look at somebody and say, He's not ashamed of you. Now, I've seen some Christians I've been ashamed to identify with. Come on now. I seen just recently there's some that's going down and blessing abortion clinics and stuff like that. I kind of ashamed of that kind of behavior. Are you following me? And there's been some things that I've done in my life that if I was God, I'd be ashamed of me. But He says, I'm not ashamed of you. Y'all not hearing me? Amen? So He's not ashamed of us. And so what He's looking for us to do is to get on fire for Him. And I was thinking, you know, sometimes we look around and we say, well, you know, the crowd's down, or if it was just a bigger crowd, we can get on fire. But it only takes one match to light a fire. Just one. If one of us get on fire. Excuse me, if one of us get on fire. Come on. If one of us get on fire, then we'll begin to see the power. Well, amen. Today I had two opportunities, you know. We was out visiting some places and one business, you know. And Pastor Laverne asked me if I'd pray over their business. I got to pray over the business. Then we went to eat somewhere. And as I walked up to the counter, I looked and the whole crew's over there getting ready to pray. They're all holding hands getting ready to pray. And they said, I'll be with you in a minute. I said, can I get in that? Because I think it only takes one to get a fire. Are you following what I'm saying? And so if we begin to insert ourselves, if we begin to get on fire, John Wesley, I think it was, it said, or Charles Wesley, who is it? John Wesley. Come on, y'all. Oh, Methodist, y'all ought to know this. It's John Wesley, isn't it? John Wesley said, get on fire for God, and people will come to watch you burn. You don't have to have any guest speakers. You don't have to have big platforms. You don't have to have... Just get on fire, and people will come to see what's going on. Amen? Make people talk about you. Now, even if it's bad, they'll come to find out if it's true. And so we just need to get on fire. We need fuel that will ignite our fire. And that's the Holy Ghost, amen? If we'll tap into the Holy Ghost, if we'll spend some time with Him and just kickstart our Honda, tie my bow tie, I bought a Honda, should have bought a Kia, just every once in a while. Are you following me? If we'll just begin to pray in the Spirit and stir ourselves up, then suddenly you'll begin to see people get around you. They want some excitement. Well, amen. People want some excitement. If we want to reach people, then we've got to stir ourselves up a little bit. Well, amen. And so we've got to be igniters. Are you following what I'm saying? If you will become the igniter, people around you will catch on fire. And so we've got to fan into flames the fire of God in our lives. We've got to stir ourselves up. We pray all the time, Lord, stir me up. He said, that's not the way this works. You stir yourself up. How? Praying in the Holy Ghost, glory to God, and worshiping the Lord. I probably told you this story before about the saltwater pool experience I had. Y'all remember that or anything? When I was a kid, a teenager, we used to go up to a pool all the time to swim. It was called saltwater pool because it had saltwater in it. Well, my buddies and I were always down in the shallow end because we couldn't swim. It didn't take but a couple of trips going there for me to notice that all the good-looking girls was in the deep end. And I thought, this is not going to work. I'm in the shallow end, they're in the deep end, but I looked down there and I thought I saw something worth going in the deep for. So I went down to the deep end, and so I'm not just going to go down the deep end and just slip off into the water. I'm going to go off the diving board. They had two diving boards, one a regular diving board and one up high. Well, if I'm going to do this, I'm going to do it right. So I climb up the ladder to go up on the deep, I mean the high one, and I looked out there and I thought, oh man, you done messed up. And I turned to get off the diving board, but there was people already coming up the ladder. So there's only one way off. So I walked out to the end of the board, and with total abandonment, I stepped off. And I thought I was doing well until the lifeguard pulled me out by my ankle and said, get down there where you belong. But you know what? I had done experience the deep. And so it didn't take long for me to learn to swim and go back there and catch the prize. What I'm saying is this, we have to come to a place of total abandonment. We've just got to not care what anybody else thinks, not care what we look like. In fact, if you're concerned that you might look silly when you praise the Lord, shut your eyes. Amen. Just abandon yourself. You say, well, I'm afraid I'll lose my reputation. You don't have but one reputation. Go ahead and lose it and get over yourself. Well, amen. And so we need to get on fire. Look at somebody and say, get on fire. And stop stifling the Holy Spirit. I've heard so long in the charismatic world, I heard so long, well, you know, the Holy Ghost is a gentleman. He won't make you do anything that you don't want to do. I said, what? What? How many times did I fall on the floor that I didn't ask to? Come on. How many times did I just break out laughing that I didn't mean to? How many times did I look like a fool that I hadn't planned on? Huh? Yeah. Is he a gentleman? Yeah. But listen, he's in control. Well, amen. And so that's why we got to have him moving in our lives and doing what he wants to do in our lives. Amen. And here's what I found out. Some of you barbecue. I know, Ricardo, you barbecue. And you know what I found out, especially that old style barbecue, you know, We've updated now. You know, we all got gas stoves and stuff like that. But an old style barbecue, you know, with the coals. You know, and you light the coals. And no matter how well you try, you light the coals. And there's always a coal or two over here that's not doing anything. And you know what I found out? If you just get it a little closer, it don't take but just a moment, and it catches on fire too. You hear what I'm saying? And so if you ain't on fire, get her. I said ain't. That's a good doctoral word. If you're not on fire, get on close to somebody else that is on fire. And hang out with them a little bit. And get yourself stirred up a little bit. Amen. In fact, if you're not on fire, get around me. I'll get you on fire. Where'd you go? And so, she'll get you on fire. And so, develop a hunger. If you're not hungry, then you won't eat. But see, I've been in those places that you get hungry for something, and it's one particular thing. And it doesn't matter what time of the day or night is, if you get hungry for it, and you go to the refrigerator, and it's not in there. You know, like I say, if you want ice cream, and it's 2 o'clock at night, you want ice cream. You go to the refrigerator, man, you got hot dogs, you got pizza, you got everything. You got donuts up there on the counter. But you don't want donuts, hot dogs, and pizza. You want ice cream. And if you get hungry for it, you'll go out the extra mile to go get what you're really hungry for. Come on now. And so if you get hungry for God, you really go for it. You'll stop saying, Lord, send revival, and you'll start being the revival. Come on. That's all revival takes is, again, just one person just rising up and saying, I refuse to be this way any longer. I refuse to stay where I'm at. I'm going to start a fire. Amen? And if it burns everything up, it'll burn everything up, but I'm going to start a fire. Well, amen. All right. My wife's going to minister. Hallelujah. She needs Matthew. So look at somebody and say, get on fire.
How I've asked McKenzie to, what is it? Oh, I can call Jerry too. Hey, Jerry, come get on fire. Come alive, yeah. I've asked McKenzie to do this song because it's a prophetic song. And I just want you just to take it in. Am I in your way? Do I need to move? I'll move. Okay, I'm good. Hallelujah. I want her to do this song. I want you to really allow the lyrics to this song to soak down on you. Because God he's awakening us again, church. Come on. There's a fresh awakening right now. There's a freshness in his breath right now. Amen.
Through the eyes of men, it seems as so much we have lost. As we look down the road where all the prodigals have whispered. rescue every daughter, bring us back the wayward son. And by your Spirit breathe upon them, show the world that you alone can save. You alone can save. Yeah, we call out to dry bones, come alive, come alive. We call out to dead hearts, come alive, come alive. Up out of the ashes, let us see an army rise. As we call out to dry bones, come alive. As we call out to dry bones, come alive. So breathe. Now breathe the breath of God. Breathe the breath of God. Now breathe. Breathe the breath of God. Now breathe the breath of God. Breathe the breath of God. Now breathe. Breathe the breath of God. Now breathe. Breathe the breath of God. Breathe the breath of God. Now breathe. Breathe the breath of God. Now breathe the breath of God. Breathe the breath of God. Now breathe. As we call out to dry bones, come alive, come alive. Call out to dead hearts, come alive, come alive. Up out of the ashes, let us see an army rise. As we call out to dry bones, come alive. As we call out to dry bones, come alive.
Just keep repeating that.
Breathe the breath of God. Now breathe the breath of God. Breathe the breath of God. Now breathe. Breathe the breath of God. Now breathe the breath of God. Breathe the breath of God. Now the breath of God. Now breathe the breath of God. Breathe the breath of God. Now breathe.
Breathe the breath of God.
Breathe the breath of God. Now breathe the breath of God. Breathe the breath of God. Now breathe.
Come on, he's here.
Breathe the breath of God. Now breathe. The breath of God. Now breathe the breath of God. Now
come on, keep prophesying.
Breathe the breath of God. Now breathe the breath of God. Now breathe the breath of God. Now breathe.
Breathe, breathe.
Breathe the breath of God. Now breathe the breath of God. Now breathe the breath of God. Breath of God, now breathe the breath of God. Breathe the breath of God, now breathe.
Yeah.
Breathe the breath of God, now breathe the breath of God. Breathe the breath of God, now breathe. Breathe the breath of God, now breathe. the breath of God now breathe. Breathe the breath of God now breathe. The breath of God. Breathe the breath of God now breathe. Breathe the breath of God now breathe. The breath of God.
To my sister back here. You, honey. You'll just stand up out here in the aisle just a moment. Remind me. Yolanda. Yolanda, I saw your face when I was standing up here. And the Lord said, even as I've asked you to step out, God, you're stepping out into something that's fresh and brand new. For the Spirit of the Sovereign Lord really does rest upon you. And there's coming an awakening for you, Yolanda, in this moment, in this time of your life, where there's a freshness of your walk and your journey with God that's going to begin to take on new life. And the Lord says, as I'm breathing in my new life, it's almost as if your whole identity is going to begin to take on a whole new thing. For the Lord says, you're going to know what it is to truly be my daughter, my love, my bride, the one I've been running after over and over and over again. For the Lord said, where the enemy has sought to literally try to destroy you and even take you out prematurely, said, God, I didn't allow it, says the Lord. My hand's always been upon you, says God. And God said, even when you was a little girl, I just see there was just a real tenderness inside of you for God as a little girl. And somewhere along the line, something got broken. Something got fractured in the heart. And God says, I'm even coming in to minister to that place, says God. For God says, I'm going to begin to mend the heart and I'm going to begin to mesh some things back together for you again, says your God. God says, you're going to see me and you're going to know me in a whole new light, says the Lord. There's coming such a holy hunger that's literally going to begin to overwhelm you from this moment on. God said, there is truly a transformation that's been at work within you that's brought you to this moment. And God said, I've set you up divinely from heaven, says God, for this very moment. For God says, I'm even going to begin to ignite the giftings and the callings of that are upon your life. God says, they're without repentance, and I'm not changing my mind. God says, there's more to you than what you realize. And you have more to offer than what you realize. And sometimes you've been your own worst enemy. Amen. You see the trip-ups. You see the places where you could have, should have, would have. And the Lord said, I know all about that, but I'm still calling you. I'm still beckoning you. And I want you with all the mess and all the stuff. I'm going to take you just where you're at, says the Lord. And God says, watch me do a beautiful thing in this journey that's ahead of you. Your family members are going to have to do a double take. They think they know you. They don't know you because the real Yolanda has yet to show up. And God said, when my fire comes upon you, daughter, it's a consuming fire. So the real you hasn't showed up until that consuming fire has literally just overwhelmed you. Amen. I love it because you know what? The fire of God comes. It comes to do two things in our lives. One, it comes to purge us. Anything that's unlike Him has to go. It's almost like He comes and does for you what you can't even do for yourself. I love it. He's done it for me over and over and over again. Amen. But it also comes to cause an igniting on the inside of you. There's a fire. There's a fieriness about you, a spunk about you that God wants to use for His glory. Amen. So you're not going to be able to pattern yourself after anybody else. God said, I want your uniqueness and I want your genuineness in who you are. And I want you to model after anybody else. But I also see where there's a very religious thing that has just tried to cap you off. And I'm telling you, by the Spirit of the Lord, that thing is coming off of you tonight. There's coming a fresh freedom and a fresh liberation to you. You're going to begin to embrace and see things in a whole new light. It's as if you're literally coming out of, it's like you're coming out of a place that's been so obscured and just, and you've navigated through it the best you know how. But God says, whoa, watch and see what I'm going to do in this moment and in your tomorrow. You're going to be amazed, simply amazed. Oh, how He loves you. Oh, how He loves you. He's going to put some relationships back together for you. Been very, very difficult. And it's almost like you've had to have the boundaries for yourself just to remain somewhat healthy. And the Lord said, I'm even dealing with those. Amen. Because they're near and dear to your heart. Amen. Glory, glory, glory. If I can, I would just like to lay hands on you. Amen. Just to impart more of that fire in the presence of God. You just allow it to come on you however it does. You may stay standing there. You may lay out. I don't know. Amen. Just let Him come anyway. You're ready for that. You are so ready. It's like you are beyond ready. So, Father, I just thank You for this woman of God. And, Father, I believe as I lay hands on her, God is going to begin to awaken the giftings and the callings inside of her that goes beyond even the talents, the giftings that you know of. There's things that's going to awaken inside of you you don't know nothing about yet. There's a preach and a message inside of you. There's coming a release even for that. There's coming a hunger for the Word of God. You're going to know what it is that the Word of God is truly my anchor, my steady, the one sure thing I've got. Wow. God, I thank You for this moment. And I just speak a release over Yolanda's life. God, I decree and I declare, Father, that from this moment on, You're putting a fire inside of her, Lord, that's going to begin to overwhelm her and consume her. And Lord, You're going to begin to minister even to the pain and the hurt and the issues that's been left undone. But God, there's a deep desire in her to want what's true and to want what is pleasing to You. So Father, I just speak a fresh release upon her right now. And I thank You, Lord God, that You're going to do for Yolanda what Yolanda hasn't been able to do for herself. I break off the lies of the enemy that has tried to put limitation on her and said, well, because you did this or you did that, you know, how can you possibly stand and be any kind of minister for the Lord? And the Lord said, yes, you are. Yes, you are. Yes, you are. Yes, you are. Get that stuff out of your head. Yes, you are. Hallelujah. Thank You, Lord. Father, I decree and I declare that she's going to be a forerunner. She's not going to be a follower, and she's not going to be okay with the back seat of things. She's coming to the forefront. She's coming alive. In the name of Jesus, Lord, I just thank You even now. Thank You for Your breath on her, God. Your breath on her. Thank You, God. Everything comes alive again. Yeah, even that dream, you've not missed it. It's not gone. Thank You, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
God now. Breathe, oh breath of God. Breathe, oh breath of God now. Breathe, and breathe, oh breath of God now. Breathe, oh breath of God. Breathe, oh breath of God now. Breathe.
I'm just going to ask you to stand and begin to say that. Come on, release that out of your mouth. Allow the breath of God to come upon you, to begin to saturate you again. Hallelujah.
Breathe, oh breath of God, now breathe, oh breath of God. Breathe, oh breath of God, now breathe. Breathe, oh breath of God, now breathe, oh breath of God. Breathe, oh breath of God, now.
You know, when that baby's being born,
yeah,
and he comes out, and that doctor gets a hold of him, that baby's not wanting to breathe. And you know what they do? They smack that thing.
Come on.
The Lord God says that what some of you are waiting for is just a smack.
That's good.
In order for you to reach out and go,
up in you again. I'm not going to smack you. Come on. Hallelujah. Nobody's hungry. Nobody wants the breath of God on you, afresh and anew. Oh my goodness. Hallelujah.
God now breathe. Breathe.
God of unrelenting love. Rescue every daughter, bring us back the wayward son. And one by weary, breathe upon the show the world that you alone can save. You alone can save.
We call out to dry bones, come alive, come alive. We call out to dead hearts, come alive.
Stay engaged. Stay engaged.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. There's a reviving happening tonight. There's a reviving.
Amen.
A resuscitation of the Holy Ghost happening tonight. Ricardo, I just really sense that there is something that the Lord is breaking off the family that's going to bring a fresh freedom and a release in your family like never before. Hallelujah. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. A fresh release for the whole family. Thank you, Lord, for your presence even on. Say it in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Great greatness, greatness, greatness. God, glory, God. Glory, glory, glory. Heard the Spirit of the Lord say God is even going to begin to release a supernatural wisdom and a knowledge to you that's going to go beyond your own intellect. It's like things that you've normally not been able to catch. It's just not quite been your thing. It's like all of a sudden I just see like there's a just awakening up of things that's going to make it easy for you to catch stuff and understand it and how to begin to implement it. Amen. Hallelujah. God said, you stay hungry for me, you stay close to me, and I will supersede your wildest dreams, honey. Come on. I said it last night, but there's this strong entrepreneurship on your family. God just doesn't want you to work for other people, but he wants you to have your own. Amen. That's what he wants to bring you into. Amen. And it's going to supersede your own intellect right now. Because there's times it's going to feel like my brain is on overload. And God said, those are the times you just need to lean into me and trust me. Amen. I see God just showing you pictures even in your sleep of how some things are going to work and how it's going to come together. I don't even know fully what all I'm talking about. But hey, amen. Just lean into him and trust him. Amen. You're going to have your own, honey. Yes, you'll be trained by others. Yes, you'll learn from others. But it's only a developing process so you can launch your own. Amen. I'm telling you, there is just a real surge of the breath of God on your family. Real surge on you, Matt. Come on, you play those drums. You prophesy on drums. Amen. There's a rhythm you'll pick up that'll begin to break the atmosphere wide open. Amen. I see you on a set of drums that hasn't even got here yet. There's something inside of you. It's kind of like you kind of know what you want. And the Lord's going to make a way for that. Debt free. Amen. You're going to know what it is to prophesy on the drums. You and your sister will begin, and I'm going to pull you in this, Jerry, because you're part of the worship here, but there's a prophetic flow that's going to begin to happen that you guys will pick up. It's almost like you'll know when he's got it, and there'll be a rhythm that'll begin to come up out of you. God said, don't try to figure it out. Don't try to understand it. Just give yourself to it. Amen? Amen? Yeah. Let it flow. I'm hearing something on the bass even now. Yeah. Yeah. There's something unusual that's going to transpire in the worship. It's going to take on freshness. There it is. Come on, Matt. Let them just catch this just a moment. They're catching something. They're catching something. They're catching something. Come on, give yourself to it. Come on, Jerry. Make that thing boom, 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 boom. Yeah, come on. Add a little extra to that, Matthew. Add a little extra. If you're just wanting a touch from God, you need to get up here. Come on. You can't stay where you're at and get what's up here. Come on. Come on. Come on. This is what you came for. This is what you came for. Come on. Come on. Hallelujah. I'm telling you by the Spirit of God, you're not going to get in your seat. You got to get up here. You got to get up here. I said you got to get up here. Brashebo. Glory, 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 glory. More, 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 more. Get her out of her head. Get her out of her head. Come on, Yolanda. Come on, girl. Come on, girl. This is your moment. This is your time. I break up the barriers. I break it up. I break it up. I speak a release. A release. A release. A release. Ha, Jesus. Hallelujah. 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 Yeah, 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 yeah.
Greater things that you have for them, Lord God. There's a calling to come up higher, a calling to come up higher, a calling to come up higher in your mindset, in your hunger, says the Lord. Unusual favor is going to begin to rest upon you. Unusual favor. Things you can't even do by yourself, says the Lord, you're going to see me do. In your behalf, says God. Father, I thank you. I thank you for a freshness and a release upon my brother even now. Lord God, moving him from glory to 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 glory by the Spirit of the living God. By the Spirit of the living God that rests upon you, mighty man of God. In a greater measure, God says, swim with me, son. Swim. Go ahead and dive on in. Woo! Dive on in. Glory, Jesus. Glory, Jesus. Hallelujah. Papa. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Glory, 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 glory. Glory, glory, glory. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Precious, Papa, Papa, Baba. Come on, if you got your prayer language, you need to begin to pray in the Holy Ghost. Press in, pray in the Holy Ghost. Get in that place of praying in the Holy Ghost fervently. Come on, fervently, fervently, fervently. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Precious, my Baba, to be she adoria, Baba, yeah. Rosha, Baba, Baba, Baya. Precious, Kitea, glory. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Play what's in there, what's in your heart and your spirit. Let it go. Come on, Matt. Come on, Matt. There's a breakthrough in that. There it is. Here it comes. Yeah. Can you handle another wave of His glory? I just want drums only, drums only. Come on, drums only. Keep playing, you, only you. You're it. Come on, do that. All over the place. Go all over the place with it, Matt. Loosen up, come on. You got it. There you go, right there. There's a breakthrough wave right now that's riding on that drum. Come on. God wants to bring breakthrough in areas for you that has been bound up for one generation after another. Things that have not quite been the way God promised, but according to His word, there's a breakthrough right now for that. If that's you and you're needing that breakthrough, come on. Come on, take another dive. Take another dive. Don't you go out of here and say, God didn't come through for me. There's a breakthrough. There's a breakthrough. There's a breakthrough. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Break it up. Break it up. Brebe. Yeah, God. Yeah. Brahma kashetoria. Ho, ho, God. Thank you, Lord. Bro, baby. Come here, Jordan. Break out. Break out, girl. Come on. Break out. Break out. This is your moment. Your time. You break out. You. Ha, 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 ha. Breche, broche. Come on, girl. Come on, girl. Broche. She's been waiting for that for a long time. For a long time. Long time, mama. Long time. Hallelujah! Hallelujah! love it.
Okay. Soften it just a little bit. Just a little bit, yeah. See, some of you are too intellectual. You're trying to figure this thing out. And it's blocking you. Come on. Things of the Spirit cannot be figured out by the natural mind. Come on. These are moments where God takes you up on it to come and do for you supernaturally what hasn't been able to happen in times past. Come on. So my question is to you, in your stance, is that your final answer? Is that your final answer? If it's not, then you need to be getting up here. Because God's going to move in a supernatural way for you. It's as if one thing came in on you one way, but when you go out of here, it's going to be completely different. Come on. Glory, glory, glory. Completely different, Miss Phyllis. Completely different. I know you are. I know you are. And I know you hate the devil. Yes, I know. Hallelujah. All right, Matt, come on. Raise that up. Come on. I need you. You ready? Come on, just hallelujah. Just receive. Just receive. Just receive. Bless your body above, show ya. Yeah, God. Hallelujah. 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 He loves you so much. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for the breakthrough on all fronts. All fronts, God. This little body will be a glory carrier in a greater measure than yesterday. This little body will do great exploits for the kingdom of God. This little body will begin to do great exploits for the kingdom of God. This little body! Strength, fresh strength comes on this body. The zeal of the Lord comes upon this body. The refreshing of the Lord comes upon this body. And it drives out anything that's unlike you, God. Bless you. Hallelujah. 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 Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Bless you, Baba. Bless you, Baba. Bless you, Baba. Bless you, Baba. Glory, glory, yeah, glory. Thank you, Father. Every bit whole. Every bit whole. Every bit whole. In the name of Jesus. Every bit whole. From the top of her head to the bottom of her feet, I speak to the whole body to be made whole. From the top of her head down to her toes, I speak to every ligament, every joint, every bone, every tissue, every cell. You come alive in the name of Jesus. You come alive. I thank you, God. There's a hormonal balance. Hormonal balance. Breshe ba 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 ba. Breshe te te te. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You're going to enter into your days of ease, sis. Things are going to become easy. Easy for you. Easy for you. Easy for you. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father, for breakthrough for my sister. Thank you, Lord. Speak of freedom and the liberation over her. I take authority over all in any demonic assignments. And I loose her, God, into freedom. I loose her into greatness. I loose her into the liberty of the Lord. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. Hallelujah. 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 Stop thinking. Hallelujah. Holy Ghost. Holy Ghost. Holy Ghost. Glory, 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 glory. good. Glory. Hallelujah. Okay. Are you all done? I mean, are you all done? Does anybody want some more? I'm asking you a question. Where are you at? Does anybody want some more? Are you y'all done? Are you like done? No.
I just want to tell you what the Lord showed me about Miss Phyllis, and she was laughing at me.
Yeah.
But you know, we've been hearing on the news that the 86-year-old Supreme Court Justice Ruth, you know, whatever her name is, some names I don't do right, but that's okay, y'all know who I'm talking about. And, you know, said she fell and broke 3 ribs, and they were talking about what all she's come through. Some kind of cancer, and pancreatic cancer. Survived it. And she's home working.
Hallelujah.
And I told Miss Phyllis, if somebody in the world can have that strength and be 86 years old, there ain't nothing Miss Phyllis is going to do. Just watch it. She knows
Hallelujah.
What I'm talking about.
Can y'all stand one more wave of glory? Huh? Can you really? All right, Jerry, you're up. Come on. Boom, 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 boom. He's like, oh, boy. Come on. Let it rip. Just do whatever you want to do. Whatever feels good, just let it rip. God just bringing a refreshing to you, Willie, just overshadowing you, just saturating you with the rain of his presence and his glory. And when it comes, it's going to be so unusual, says the Lord. Amen. You just give yourself over to it. Whatever it looks like, however it sounds, it's just like you're beyond the place of caring what it's going to look like. Uh-huh. That's who you are. That's who you are. So, Father, I just thank you for the freshness of what you have over Willie's life, this unusual thing, this unusualness, God, that he carries, Father. I just speak a release to that in the name of Jesus. And, Father, I thank you that you're coming into that place and you're causing the hunger, filling up, so to speak, of that place that's been so hungry on the inside of him, God, for the more, 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 even privately and secretly, God, I just thank you for ministering to him right now in the name of Jesus. Father, I take authority over anything that's tried to cap him off, even his own mindsets, that he begins to see himself in new, with new eyes, sees himself as a son of God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Awesome, Jerry. You are awesome. Can y'all say amen? Is he not awesome? Hallelujah. All right. You can be seated. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Can I have about 20 more minutes? Can you give me 20 more minutes? Can we do that? I know it.
We got to close out for Sunday. But I want to release this to you real quickly. Mackenzie girl. Wow. Amen, amen. I just want to remind you of just a few things. I really felt this strongly in that one of the things you hear a lot is the suddenlies of God. Suddenly. Suddenly one thing's one way and then suddenly, boom, here it happens a different way. Well, the Lord reminded me this morning as I was waking up. Actually, I was, listen to this. I was coming out of one doorway to cross the hall into another doorway. And when I did, as I was moving from one place to another, the Lord spoke to me and he said, suddenly. It can happen just like that. The times you least expect it. And so I'm like, okay, God, what all are you saying about this suddenly thing? And immediately, of course, I'm one, even when God speaks to me, I'm like, God, show me in the Word. Where's that in the Word? I need to be able to back it. And he always does that for me. And one of the suddenlies, there's so many in the Bible, but one of them that I really want us to pinpoint tonight is about Paul and Silas. And it's not a story that's you've not heard before, but there's a freshness on it right now. And there's an emphasis on a part of it that I really feel like this is where God is shifting or maneuvering the body of Christ. He's making an emphasis again right now in the season, the time we're at, coming, ending in 2018. We're going out strong. Come on, amen, to embrace 2019. And that doesn't mean that God stops here with the word of the Lord to pick up something totally different here. Sometimes he does that, but majority of the time he's building something. So he'll begin to build from one year to the next year to the next year. And it's not that word is negated or that it's no longer necessary. He's just adding to it a freshness on what he's doing, taking us into 2019. I want to finish my sentence. Can I just tell you this? You don't go into 2019 just to say it's another year. Can I tell you, if you're going into 2019, it's because it's been God appointed. Come on now, the very breath that you breathe, you could be snuffed out of here right now if God did not want you to go through 2019. Come on. He could just simply lay you down and you take your last breath. I'm not talking about tragedy or diseases or none. I'm saying he could do that in such a beautiful way. Amen. And I believe that is his best for his bride. Amen. But listen, if he's going to allow you to see 2019, it's because there's purpose and greatness, and there's also an emphasis that he's going to give you because he knows the obstacles also that we're going to face. I love it that he gets right in the thick of it with us. Come on now. Can anybody testify God being with you in the thick of just turmoil and devastation and just everything being crazy and just undone? Do you know how he can keep you and sustain you during those? He gets right down there in it with you. Aren't you glad? Come on. There were times that there were things that I had to face that I thought, if God hadn't been in there with me, I would have literally lost my mind. I would have totally lost it. But he got right in the thick of it. So if you will, just bear with me just a moment. And I want to go back to this story of Paul and Silas. And you know the story. Here's Paul and Silas. They're in prison. Why are they in prison? They're doing the call of God on their life. And all of a sudden, they're being arrested unjustly. Have you ever felt like there were things, blows that you took in life, they were just unjust? Come on. Did you ever breathe under your lungs, God, where were you in that? Why did it come knocking on my door? Why did I have to endure that? Why did that happen? Where were you at in it? Well, me and Miss Martha are honest. Come on. Amen. We have our moments. But you know what I love about God? He answers you. He answers you. And areas and things that I went through that should have just totally destroyed my life, either through death or prison. I had some close calls. Either death or prison, and yet none of those things touched me. Neither one of them. It's just the bigness of who he is. That's what I love about what he just did. He comes and does what he does. And it's an amazing thing that he does. So here's Paul and Silas. They're being put in prison, and it's an unjust thing. All because they dared to cast a devil out of somebody. Huh? Do you remember they said the same thing about Jesus? What in the world are you doing? Cast a demon out of somebody on a Sunday, the Sabbath. It wasn't just that he did it, but they even accused him of being a devil. Huh? When was the last time you was accused of being a devil because you were living for God? Come on. When you was believing God for the ridiculous, casting out devils, laying hands on the sick. Come on, amen, standing up for the word of God. Well, just say, well. All right, so they dared to cast out a spirit of divination out of a girl, and the local authorities began to beat them to death, threw them into a dungeon, and this place was very dark. It's a dungeon. However, their crisis turned into an opportunity to experience a suddenly. Somebody say suddenly. The very thing that was so unjust put them in not just a prison but a dungeon. And there's a huge difference between the two. Set them up for an encounter with God like they had never had. What if, people of God, the difficulties, the hardships, the things that we face, what if it's all being used? Not that God sends it, but he'll use it to set you up for an encounter with him unlike anything you've ever experienced. Could it be? Could it be? All right, so here they are. They're in this prison, and they're being set up by God for a suddenly. A moment of divine intervention that instantly begins to change their situation. I'm going somewhere with this. How many here today would like to know how to get that type of a suddenly? I love it because God doesn't keep anything from us. My motto is he's trying to get it to us. Amen. So where things are in this way, they're one moment, but in the next, you begin to experience your breakthrough. You begin to have your miracle. Come on. You begin to have more than you can think, more than you can imagine, more than you can dream of. Come on. I'm talking about suddenlies, where all of a sudden, suddenly, you have strength to endure. Suddenly, the promotion begins to come. Suddenly, the new door begins to open for you. Come on, am I talking to anybody here tonight? Suddenly, money begins to show up. Come on, money you didn't go out and earn, it shows up. You begin to find, money finds you out. That's what I'm talking about. Suddenly your whole body is every bit whole. You come in here with aches and pains and restrictions and you get out of here and all of a sudden it's like, whoa, my knee is moving. You know, my fingers can move and they don't hurt. I can get up and I can walk across the room and I'm not out of breath. Suddenly, that's the kind of stuff I'm talking about. Amen. Suddenly, you're free from addictions. You're free from aggravating spirits. Ugh. Have you ever had to deal with aggravating spirits? Huh? You go to sleep and you try to rest and you get up and you're even more tired than what you were when you went to sleep. Those are aggravating spirits. Amen. Suddenly you have the joy of the Lord. The joy of your salvation begins to bubble up and overtake you once again. Suddenly your loved ones, those boogers. All of a sudden, they begin to turn around. They begin to wake up to the things of God again. Suddenly, come on. Suddenly, they begin to run right into Jesus. Huh? They're trying to run hard against him, and they end up running right into him. Come on. Suddenlies. I'm talking about right now. Somebody say right now. Right now. So I want to help you to begin to partner. Partner with heaven. Partner, begin to co-labor with Jesus. Work with him. Come on. We're all the time wanting God. God, come and do this. God, come and do that. He says, no, I've already given you everything that pertains to life and godliness. You have the fullness of who I am in me. Begin to learn how to co-labor with me. Get in there with me. Let's do this stuff together. This is where he said, I want to do exceedingly abundantly above and beyond. This is where he said, you'll do greater works. Well, what is the greater work? Hello? Anybody know? Anybody know what the greater work is? Have you ever thought about it? How have you ever said, how could I possibly do greater than what Jesus possibly did? How could that be? Huh? The greater work is simply, it's easy. It's simply identifying with Jesus. He says, when you behold him in a mirror, it's a reflection of who he is. You and him begin to look the same. So the greater is how he begins to multiply himself through us. And when we become a healthy body and the body begins to move and function the way he purposed it to, we become the greater. Come on. We become the greater. We're an extension of all that he is. When all of us gets in our place and we begin to co-labor, we begin to exemplify all that he is in and through our lives, here comes the greater. Isn't that amazing? All right, so we learn how to begin to co-labor with Jesus to see these suddenlies in our lives. Amen. So I want us to look in the Word just real quickly so you can say, I did open up my Bible Saturday night. Aren't you glad? Thank God for the Word. Anybody happy about the Word? See, I found the Word has its final authority. It's sure, it's steady. Come on, it remains. The Word doesn't change. It will be exactly what he said it's going to be. It will do exactly what he says it's going to do. Amen. So Acts 16, if you want to follow me, Acts 16, and I'm going to read from verses 23 through 25. Hallelujah. Are you there? Thank God. Somebody say, thank God for the Word. It says, and when they had laid many stripes upon them, they cast them into prison. We're talking about Paul and Silas here, charging the jailer to keep them safely, who, having received such a charge, thrust them into the inner prison, made their feet fast to stocks, and at midnight, somebody say at midnight. You know what midnight is for you and I? Have you ever been to the place of, God, I can't take no more? I've had it up to here, and I feel like I'm drowning, and I'm smothering. Come on, somebody say, at midnight. Yeah, all of us have faced our midnights when we felt like, God, if anything else comes, I don't know that I can handle it. Somebody say, at midnight. At midnight. Listen, at the point that they felt like they had nothing else to give. Have you ever felt like, God, I don't know if I can even whisper another hallelujah? And it's not that you really can't. Is there something inside of you that's trying to lock you down? Come on now. It's trying to kill your worship, kill your adoration, kill the life of God on the inside of you. So here they are. At midnight, Paul and Silas, they begin to pray. Somebody say, pray. Has it really come to that again? Can I just say this by the Spirit of the Lord? There is a fresh birthing of prayer that's going to hit this house. I felt that last night. I want to say it again. I mean, there's a freshness coming on those that will pray and give themselves to prayer in this house, where it's going to become a consistent thing. Life is going to breathe again through that place of prayer, through that place of intercession again. Wow. Thank you, Jesus. So they begin to pray. They sang praises to God. And guess what? The prisoners heard them. Huh? When was the last time your praise caught everybody's attention around you? Outside of the church walls, outside of when the worship team is doing their thing. I've had to listen to Pastor Laverne sing this one verse or line all day today. And I ran out of that grave. And here she goes. She's running across the kitchen. And I ran out of that grave. And here she comes again. All morning, I know a good 4 hours, she was running out of that grave. Amen? Come on. Now that sounds, you know, tickle, because we know, just know the spunkiness of Pastor Laverne, don't we? I get some of that from her. Amen. But I thought, you know what? She's prophesying. Come on. Amen. Sometimes a lyric or a line will stick with you. That is almost like your prophetic word at the moment. And you need to say it and say it and say it till it becomes so real to you that nothing can cap you off. Nothing can hold you back. Nothing can dictate to you how far you're going to go and how much God can do what he wants to do. If he has to come get me from the grave, he will raise me up, breathe life in me again. Come on. And I will continue to do the work of the Lord. Amen. See, you can't die not unless God says it's okay. Ain't that right, Pastor? Come on. No, he can't. I'm going somewhere with that. All right, so here they are. Now listen, besides the trauma of their severe beating that they endured prior to going into the dungeon, listen to this. They were fastened in shackles that clamped their arms and their legs in an immobile position. Causing cramping and loss of circulation to their limbs. The atmosphere in which they were thrown in was beyond the word depressing. According to the standards of that day, a prison resembled more, it was more like the picture of a dungeon. It was dark, it stenched with smell, with no ability to get any movement, even when they needed to go potty. They couldn't move a muscle at all. Yet, in spite of all their throbbing in their bodies, and even the atmosphere that they were in, come on. Acts 16:23-26 gives us a clue. It gives us something to press into and see that as to what they did that literally began to usher in a sudden intervention of heaven in their behalf. Can I tell you there isn't no devil big or bad enough to put anything on you that will take you out? Come on. Hello, come on, wake up, people. Come on, you got to begin to have confidence in the God that you serve. You got to begin to get your confidence back in the Word of God. You got to know that you know that you know. Amen. So at midnight, Paul and Silas, they were heard praying and singing, praising to God. It was almost like I could hear them singing, Mackenzie, Waymaker, miracle worker, promise keeper, light in my darkness, my God. That is who you are. Isn't that right? Waymaker, miracle worker, promise keeper, light in my darkness, my God, that is who you are. Amen. And they just began to sing praises to God, lifting up who he was in that place. Come on. I'm sure it even hurt for them to even go just enough to get a breath. But I'm sure in that moment when they began to take that first breath to worship God supernaturally, their lungs had the capacity to get the words out. Huh? Hallelujah. So what a strange sound this must have been for the other prisoners who the only thing they were used to hearing was the groanings of other prisoners. Come on. The cursing of other prisoners. This had to have been a strange, unusual sound that they began to hear. They must have been thinking, those stupid, poor Christians. Come on. Of all the times to sing, really? Huh? I'm sure there were some that were saying, well, where's your God now? Huh? Has anybody ever looked in on your life and said, well, where's your God now? He's so good, why are you sick? He's so good, why is he messing with your babies? If he's so good, why are you lacking in finances? Come on, am I talking to anybody? If he's so good, why is everything drying up around me? Huh? Waymaker, miracle, that's my response. Miracle worker, he's my promise keeper. Light in my darkness, my God, that is who you are. Come on, you can't let that junk get in your head. So obviously, amen. Oh, I need to back up here. Those poor little people that think God's going to do something. Where's he at now? I mean, obviously, he doesn't have the power to save you from your situation. I mean, really, if he did and he really loved you and he really cared about you, I mean, would even any of that be happening? So they were about to find out that these two followers of Christ could sing their way into freedom as their praises tapped into the raw power of God. It says that Paul and Silas were singing at midnight when suddenly there was a great earthquake, so that the foundation of the prisons was even shaken. When was the last time your praise, your worship, shook things around you? Hello? I'm not trying to make anybody feel small. I'm just trying to wake you up. When was the last time your worship disrupted all of hell? When was the last time your worship caused every demonic assignment to stop dead in their tracks and they could not proceed any further? Come on. When was the last time your worship made you lay down in perfect sleep when all of hell was chaotic all around you? How is it you can lay down and be in perfect peace and sleep when everything is being disrupted and chaotic? How is it, McKenzie, you can still play the piano and love Jesus and worship him when everybody said, well, who do you think you are? God isn't going to use you. Huh? Yeah. It's my way maker, my miracle worker. Come on, my promise keeper, my light in my darkness. My God, that is who you are. Come on, I'm not just preaching. I've lived this stuff. I've lived it. So what causes this mighty discharge of power? I'm so glad you asked. You guys are awesome tonight. Oh, you're making it easy for me to preach. Listen, the sound of high praises to God began to vibrate the whole atmosphere. Everything began to respond to that worship. Everything did begin to respond as two men did the most unlikely thing. I mean, I could just imagine. You know, Paul and Silas, they've been there for some time, and I'm sure their discussions probably weren't really uplifting. Can we just be honest? Huh? And I'm sure at some point, I think Apostle Paul finally just was like, Silas, just this one time, will you listen to me? I'm going to ask you to do the complete ridiculous, the most ridiculous thing we've probably ever done in our whole journey. But just go with me just a moment. And let's just see what happens. I mean, it's like we ain't got nothing to lose, right? And all of a sudden, I could just hear Paul begin to sing. How great is our God. Come on, Silas. Sing with me, how great is our God. Come on, Silas. And all will see how great is our God. You see what I'm saying? All of a sudden, man, he got Silas involved. High praises, listen, people of God, high praises unleashes the presence and the power of God. You want the glory of God involved? Begin to release a high praise. What is a high praise? A high praise is when you begin to worship and love on God and you hold nothing back. You hold nothing back. It's like, God, I am all in. I am beyond what it's going to look like, what it sounds like to everybody else. I am all in. Huh? All right, so Paul and Silas knew how to capture the attention of heaven. They know the power of thanksgiving, and they understood that the sound of their high praises was a key to lifting their hearts above their situation and allow the presence of God to suddenly come in on them. Not only, listen, not only were there shackles that begin to fall off of them, but it began to bust in on everybody else that was in their sphere. It said the prison jail began to shake. Everything was rumbling and responding to this worship. Come on. What was so different about their worship than our worship today? They gave it everything they had. Huh? When was the last time your worship compelled your children to run to the presence of God? When was the last time your worship caused everything in your body to be made whole? When was the last time our worship began to cause a suddenlies in our life? So many times, people of God, we're waiting on God to come and do something. And he said, if you'll just begin to co-labor and begin to worship, I will come in your midst and I will do a great and mighty thing. I'll come and I'll do my Ephesians 3:20. There's something about worship. He's making the emphasis as we're finishing 2018 strong and we're going into 2019. There's something on worship. Come on. That's why I had to get the worship team to come awaken anew to a freshness of what God is doing. That you're not just coming because this is the part of the service. Come on. But every instrument, every rhythm has a sound of heaven on it that begins to permeate the atmosphere of the place that allows the glory of God to begin to step out into situations. Amen? You want him to come close to you? Worship. It's so simple, and we make it so hard. It's so simple, people. So I'm telling you, church, we're in a moment where all of heaven is being involved in all that we do. There's a greater revelation and a fresh release of his spirit. Isaiah 61 that will be released upon the people to begin to set them free, set you free. And every kind of life-controlling situation and captivity will begin to be loosed off of you. I already believe that's already happened. Isaiah 61:1, let me remind you. It says, the Spirit of the Lord, God, he's upon me. Come on, you need to remind yourself, who's in you? The King of glory, the Spirit of God is upon me. Hallelujah. And because he's upon me, come on now, he's not just upon me, he's upon me for purpose. He's anointed me. He's qualified me. Come on. He's quickening me. He's raising me up. Come on, to do greater and to supersede anything I've ever known in the times past. What I learned got me to this point. But man, I'm on a journey. And this journey is moving me from glory to glory to glory to glory. Oh. He says he's qualifying me to preach the gospel to the meek and to the poor, to the afflicted. He sent me to bind up and to heal the brokenhearted. I'm talking to you people. This is your commissioning by the Spirit of the Lord. We're all ministers of the gospel of Jesus Christ. This is what you carry. The breath and the life of God. Amen. He said, I heal the brokenhearted. I proclaim liberty to the captives and the opening of the prison and the eyes of those who are bound. Now listen, Father's releasing his power through the sound of worship. There's a worship. It's almost like a praising company. Come on. That even the elements begin to respond to. I'm going to share this and I want to stop. I think it was Bill Johnson. I don't know if you're familiar with him, from Bethel. And I may have shared this story here before, but man, it's such a powerful story. Anyway, one of their buildings that they have, they keep worship going in this building 24 hours. It never stops. And his wife has an office in that building. And somebody had gifted her with this plant. And this plant, in the natural, it only buds one time a year. And I believe it's in November. But it only buds one time a year. And that's the only time it buds. The unusual thing they began to notice, she did, is that after a little bit, after a few months of this plant sitting in her office in that building where there's 24-hour worship going on, this flower began to bud every single month. Come on. Worship was making that plant do the unusual. The plant that stuck down in dirt, come on, people, began to respond to the presence of God, that it would start blooming out of its normality, so to speak, and it started budding every single month. And I've said this before, but man, doggone it, Mackenzie, if a plant stuck down in dirt can respond to the presence of God, how much more should you and I be responding to the presence of God in our worship? There's a place of worship that God is so wanting to usher us into that it begins to disrupt everything around about us, and things begin to take on unusual life again. Are you getting this? Come on, whether you realize it or not, I'm telling you, this is the word of the Lord. We're in our moment of fulfillment. Remember I said the doorway that's set before us, God showed me, he said the word fulfillment up there. So coming out of 2018 into 2019 is going to continue to bring a fulfillment. But I'm telling you, the way the fulfillment is coming is in our worship. Come on. It's almost like we're coming into a place that our services are going to be more worship, if I could say driven, purposely, than anything else at this time period. Because God is wanting to do the unusual for you and I. Come on. All right, so my word to you as we go out of here tonight is, I'm telling you by the Spirit of God, some of you encountered some stuff tonight that you don't know nothing about. And let me help you with it. Don't try to figure it out. Just go home and say, God, this is what I do. Because God loves childlike faith. You know what I do? I just simply say this. I say, God, I know I encountered something. Something took place. And I'm not sure what all that is, but you know what? I just thank you. And you know what? In the days ahead, he's always shown me what it was that took place. I was sharing with Miriam how I was delivered from migraines for 8 years. Didn't even know it happened. It was like a few weeks before I realized I hadn't had no migraines. I didn't need any medication. Completely delivered. Amen. Last year, I almost died, and I feel my body shutting down, and it was a very eerie feeling. And I love it because my husband fought for me. And you know what it did? It provoked something in me to go after God in such a deeper way. Because prior to that encounter, we had just went through just a horrible ordeal with another ministry, and the things that were said about us were horrible, not just to their people, but they were notifying other ministers. I mean, it was bad. Somebody say it was bad. And I cried because I love these people. And it wasn't until I went through that ordeal that it was like the Spirit of God came to me and he began to even deal with a residue from that. And I was sharing this a little bit earlier with Miriam, but I'm telling you, for some of you tonight, God came after some residue. Come on. You know how we do life. You and I do life. It's like we go through stuff and we pick ourselves up the best we know how, because that's just what we do as sons and daughters of God. We don't stay in it. We get up and we keep moving. But yet there's still stuff there that God needs to bring the fulfillment and settle the issue within you, that it no longer drives you. Amen. I believe God did some of that tonight. I believe he came after residue. And some of you are going to be surprised. I really believe God did some heart surgery, both in the natural and in the spirit. Hear me, by the Spirit of God, I'm telling you, he did some heart surgery. There's areas that you're going to be able to love again that you just thought, God, I'm just not willing to go there anymore. It's all of a sudden you're going to find the heartbeat, the fullness of that heartbeat of God on the inside of you. Isn't that glorious? Amen. All right, let's just stand to our feet. Do you want to add anything?
We're singing that song, you know, Bones and
Come Alive.
Come Alive. You know, most of us know the story about the prophet being told to prophesy to the bones, and some of us even know to prophesy the second time, which means that sometimes we've got to just continue in what we know to do. But if you read on in the end of the chapter, God tells them, he said, you go into town there and you tell them that I'm going to open up their graves and I'm going to bring them out. What's he talking about? They were dead in their trespasses and sins because they couldn't keep law. Law was the thing that was separating them from having a relationship with God. He said, because what you couldn't do yourself, I'm going to do on your behalf. I'm going to remove the law, the stone from the grave, so that you can come out and be free and have a relationship. In the New Testament, you see the same thing with Lazarus. He said, roll away the stone. The thing that separated Lazarus from life was the stone of law, the stone of offense. He said, I'll remove that on your behalf. So you know what he's basically saying, quit struggling and striving to get right with me and to be in right relationship with me. Just accept what I've already done. Come on now. And come alive. Are you following me? Glory to God. All right. I said we were going to prophesy to everybody tonight, but you know, it's the hour's getting late. Unless if you're going to be here tomorrow, if you'll just hold out to tomorrow, we'll prophesy all to you tomorrow. If you're not going to be here tomorrow and we haven't prophesied to you already, we will do that at the end and give pastors a chance to dismiss everybody that needs to go home. But there's one other thing that I kept sensing, and I don't know if it was in the heart or if it's the lungs or if it's, I really feel like it has something to do with the esophagus that just like I saw like a flap or a valve just shut down. And when it shuts down, it's just like your whole chest just begins to get tight and heavy and everything. Is somebody here that way? You just feel that heaviness in your chest area? A couple of you, huh? What is it? Thyroid? Okay. And what is it? Your heart? Glory to God. Hallelujah. Just raise your hands to the Lord. Hallelujah. So, Father, I thank you. You reveal it to heal it. I thank you for it, Lord God, and I thank you by the power of your Spirit, Lord God, that you touch that thyroid, you touch that heart, Lord God, as you remove every bit of the pressure, every bit of the concern, you bring wholeness and health in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name, I dismiss the enemy. Father, I make a decree in the name of Jesus, and I say they're whole in Jesus' name. I thank you for it, Lord. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. So I'm going to give it to the pastors, and they're going to dismiss you. And if you need me to prophesy tonight, I will. Glory to God. I'll do what I said. Glory to God. So, Pastor.
Hallelujah. Connie, I just want to say to you tonight, and I sat there and I listened to you minister, I'm proud of you. But I want to say a couple of things about her scriptures. Not to correct anything, but just to show even more how powerful this was. You know, some one translation, or maybe more than one, says that the prisoners heard them. The New King James Version, which is one I use, says the prisoners were listening to them. Now, there's a difference between hearing something and listening to something. They weren't just hearing them talk like you'd hear a dog barking, bark, 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 and they heard the dog. It says they were listening to them. That means God had a hold of them quick in the very beginning of it. And then it goes through the whole process, and the jailer is going to kill himself. And Paul says, don't hurt yourself. Don't do yourself no harm. We're all still here. Now, do you think Paul jumped up right and says, now, guys, don't go anywhere? No. Those men were so gripped by the presence of God that they didn't want to go anywhere. But the natural reaction from the jailer was, the chains are off, the doors are open, they're out of here, and I'm going to have to kill myself or they'll kill me from headquarters. But it didn't happen that way. Now, the jailer got saved. His house got saved. What about those prisoners that didn't go anywhere? I mean, who's to say or not say that everybody that was in that prison that night got saved? Because if they were all criminals, most of them, and if they had an inkling that they had a way out, they would have been gone. But that's an awesome power. So just to leave you sitting right where you're sitting, because I know I'm a prisoner. I know the door's open. I know the chains are gone, but there's something else going on here, and I'm not going to run away from it. So just remember that what you do affects what's around you. They had a revival meeting in that jail that night. Yeah. Amen. Hallelujah. Well, we're going to be together again in about 12 hours, a little over. And we're going to have Thanksgiving dinner together, and everybody's invited. And if you can, bring a side dish. And we'll have a good time. We'll feed ourselves spiritually, and then we'll feast together. We'll break bread together and enjoy one another. Amen. Father, watch after each one as we go home. Thank you, Lord God, for blessing our night. It'd be a night of rest. We'll both lay down in peace and sleep, for the Lord only maketh us to dwell in safety. Thank you, Lord God, that your angels encamp around about us, and that you have indeed loved us with an everlasting love. Thank you in Jesus' name. Amen.
You call name. I ran out of that grave, out of the darkness, into your glorious day.
My name, I ran out of that grave. Thank you.